Well, hello and welcome to the Lead Well podcast. My name is Brandon Adams. I'm the Minister of Administration and Education at First Baptist Church of Choctaw. The Lead Well podcast is designed to help develop leaders, to help you develop in the leadership that God has given you, to help you lead well yourself personally, to help you lead your family well, to help you lead well on the job, and ultimately, yes, to help you lead well within the church. Well, we have noticed that there is kind of a new norm kind of settling in for people here at the church. We've established kind of our new norm on what days we do things now that everything has changed drastically in this time of quarantine from the pandemic. And I've noticed too that even people in my neighborhood or just people in general, they're kind of starting to develop their new rhythms. And it's been fun. I've watched a lot of people in my neighborhood start to redeem the time, if you will. They've started redeeming the time in the day when I come home from work. I'll just see so many people out walking and running and riding bikes with their kids. They're outside working in the yard. They're working in a flower bed. They're trimming trees. I've talked to a lot of guys in the church, and they talk about how their honey-do list is quickly getting done because there's nothing else to do, and they are tired of just being stuck inside, so they're ready to get out and do things. And even some of the women I've talked to in the church, it's funny, those closets or the attic or something they've put off to do someday, well, now they've done it, and they've made their trips to Goodwill to drop off some things, cleaning out closets. Everyone has found a way to kind of redeem the time to get some things done. Those things that you said, well, someday when? Well, that day is today with so many people working from home or having to their businesses shut down for a while. I know kids are home. It's like a four-month time period at home, even though they're kind of doing some work. But in all this stuff, there's more free time now because all those things that tend to occupy our time during this time of year, things like Little League or maybe it's going to the movies or all these other aspects of recreational things or extracurricular things through our kids' school, all of these things are shut down. And so now we have this big chunk of additional time. Well, what I want to talk to you guys about today is how you can redeem this time for your own spiritual growth. What are some tips that we can take in leading ourselves and even in leading our family and in impacting our workplace and church? How can we redeem this time for our own spiritual growth? And I just kind of, I've got a group of people I bounce things off of for the podcast, different leadership stuff, and they kind of came back with several different things. And so I want to present to you just some things that I had that then they gave and just kind of walk through them to help you out on how you can redeem this time for your spiritual growth. Well, the first thing that we see in redeeming your time for spiritual growth is just kind of doing a little bit stronger of a Bible study. For some of you, maybe Bible study in and of itself is something that was a struggle for you because of schedules and trying to find time to squeeze it in. Or maybe there's more of you that wanted to do a deeper study in God's Word and time was an issue. Well, now we have a chance to redeem this time to do just that. And so when we're talking about Bible study, how do you spend more time in it or redeem the time to get deeper? First of all, maybe it's simply because I think the dangerous thing is if we just do a devotional, that's a little 5-minute thing. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for actually studying God's Word in such a way that the truths can speak to us. We can sink those into our mind, embed them in our hearts, and that they find their ways out through our hands and action. And the ways that we do this, there's a couple of ways. Well, one, you can just start working through a book of the Bible. If you're doing the Devote Daily, you hear us talk about, right now we're in the book of Mark. And that, by the way, that Devote Daily, these Bible readings that Pastor Andy put out all came from the one-on-one with God discipleship, deeper discipleship that we do. But as we go through that, that you walk through books of the Bible so you get the full scope of that book and understanding of that book all the way through. Instead of just hitting topics, we want to grow in Bible study, learning more about God's Word. Well, here's a couple of things you can add to that in the Bible study. Take the time to actually journal. As you go through it, write out things. In the one-on-one study, they talk about ponder, picture, pray when you approach a passage. You read it through once, and you read it through again, and you look for that context. What is who's writing it, why are they writing it, who are they writing it to, and what's being communicated in that day and time in that passage. What is the truth of that passage? And then what is that universal truth that God is speaking through that passage that applies throughout all time? And then from there, what is the individual truth? How do I apply those things to my life? God's not going to speak something to you that's not in the passage. That would be out of context. And so when we're ponder, picturing, and praying through the passage, learning the passage in Bible study, we read it through. We ponder the actual context and truth of that passage. And then to picture it, for example, as we're going through Mark, would be to play out that movie in your mind, is how I always describe that. And so it's as if I were there watching Jesus heal the leper and the different things going on and understanding on a deeper level what the setting and everything was there. And then praying those truths to God, not just as an affirmation of the truth, but praying to God how you can live out those truths, that He will lead you in that and that you will commit to that and He will help you. And a great way that you do that is actually journaling it, making sure that you write out what that truth is that you're praying to God and keep a log or a record of that so you can keep going back to it and review it. I know for me personally, journaling is my primary Bible study, and I literally will take on one side and write out. And I've got books of the Bible I've done this with. You write out word for word the passage, and then the other side, just writing out the commentary, because I want the depth of the passage to be the foundation of my understanding of the passage and giving God that full access of my heart in that. And so one of the ways to redeem the time in spiritual growth is making sure that we redeem some time and do the deeper, more excellent Bible study during this time. The other one is to do a deeper, more excellent prayer list. I know a lot of people, we don't know what to pray, so we'll just say, God, I just pray for everyone, and we give a big blanket prayer. I do believe God hears those, and those prayers have a place. But when we're doing a deeper prayer list, there's some aspects here that we need to glean that can really help us genuinely intercede on the behalf of others. And we want to take specific requests and pray for things specifically. One of the things that can help you out in that is categorize those. I just jotted down when I was thinking about categorizing just three quick ones that typically we pray for. One would be health. We're praying for people's health. There's a lot of different things that fall into that. Maybe it's a brother, sister, cousin, friend, whatever. But you place that in your health category. Another one is personal needs. This can be someone, they need a job, or they need help on a test, whatever that may be. They ask you to pray for that, or a relationship in their life. And so you have those personal needs that you pray specifically for people in that. And then a third one that unfortunately gets pushed off a lot on our prayer list, but is possibly the most important, is make sure you have a salvation evangelism category on your prayer list, where you are praying that God will intercede in a supernatural way to call someone to Himself, that they can know Jesus. Make sure you're praying that the Holy Spirit will convict the hearts of specific lost people. Pray as well for you and for others that God, specifically by name, that God will provide opportunities for them to share the gospel or live the gospel out in front of them. We want to see lives transformed by the gospel, and that people will be drawn to Him and God's kingdom will be multiplied. Make sure that that's a big part of your prayer list on salvation. So you've got these three categories on it that you can date it when you wrote it down, you know, March 31st, 2020, this, whatever. But then make sure you also have a category where you keep updates. And so if something updates, you update it, move it on. But then have your final one where you mark and show, and you can go back and constantly see where God answered the prayer. And so you've got an answered prayer. That answered prayer can be yes, no, later, whatever, but where you can see how the Holy Spirit moved through the prayer to intercede for those people. And an example on that, many of us in our church have been praying for Alyssa Ward as she went through just a very severe illness recently. And we prayed through, and we had her on our prayer list where we're praying that doctors would move, that God would supernaturally move. We have answers to those prayers that we can tangibly see, but also we want to document those, so as we review how God has worked through our prayer life, we can see that our God is a God who answers prayers. And so How do you redeem the time for spiritual growth? Deeper Bible study, a deeper, more intimate prayer list. And then another thing that I have written down here is outside study. This one might be new for some of you guys, but an outside study, in addition to that, read a book. Read a book that will help you in your spiritual walk, help challenge you, help develop yourself as a spiritual leader, help strengthen your marriage, help you be a better parent. Read a book. Take the time, the extra time that you have. Read a book about that instead of some other form of book. For many of you, maybe you've never read one of these. In the notes section for the podcast, I actually have put a link to a list. I went through and I broke down some categories of some books that I would recommend to you that also have a link to the Amazon for it. A lot of these are available on Audible as well, but where you can link through. And I just broke those books even down into categories with two or three books each. I've got leadership. I've got personal growth. I've got marriage and family. I've got missions. So there's some of those different categories you could pick through. And I gave that list to Miles and to another staff member. I said, what do you think about this list? And I love it. They're looking through it saying, Reddit, love it. These are good books that have influenced a lot of your staff members and how we view things and how we do things. And it'd be great for you to read. And so outside study with read a book, but also outside study, subscribe to some solid podcasts. If you don't know what are some good biblical solid podcasts or good spiritual leadership podcasts, ask some of your church staff members. We can point you towards some great podcasts that'll help encourage you, challenge you, and also just help you just see things from a biblical perspective. All of these things help redeem the time so that you can become a pure reflection of Christ to those around you and help deepen and strengthen your walk as you go through. It's much better to deepen your walk with the Lord than to catch up on the latest Netflix thing that's out there. So make sure you redeem the time for that. Then I have, Bible study, prayer list, outside study. Then I have connection. It's great to do all these things, but we also need to connect to God's body, the church. And so making sure that we redeem this time to have a deeper connection back within the church is huge. If you're not involved in a connect group with the church, we want to encourage you to do that. We believe here at First Baptist Church that connect groups are our primary strategy for connecting people to each other, to Jesus, His truth, and His mission. Typically, we meet every Sunday morning in those. We've got it for every age group from birth all the way through. It's a little bit different right now as we're spread, but we are still doing connect groups. If you're not a part of a connect group, send me an email, call me, text me, whatever. You can email me. The email address is fbc@fbcchoctaw.org. My staff or I will grab that. We'll help you get plugged into one where you can get that connection for ministry and for discipleship in that small group. Life change happens in small group community. But then not just connection, which is that primary aspect, but there's another one that's unique during this time that actually can flow out, and that would be something called a community group. Community groups, what they do is they meet typically on Sunday nights, and they have a time of fellowship, checking up with one another, praying for one another. But then they actually go through the sermon that Pastor Andy does. He puts out questions to the sermon, discussion questions, and they go through those discussion questions together, and they actually process through the sermon so that they can make sure they apply it. Man, it's a danger. We don't want to just hear something, say it's a good sermon, and then go on and forget that anything ever happened. We need to make sure if God is speaking through our pastor, we need to make sure we are taking the time to process through that and process through it with others so that we can find ways, challenge each other with ways to apply it to our life as we go throughout the week. And so when it comes to a community group, here's the great thing. We don't need to assign one or make one for you. You can do this on your own. The questions are available on the Watch Online portion of our website. And so you just get a couple of other people together and you can process through those questions. It can be a family meeting in a home doing it that you go through that. It can be, I'm in one where there's about six or seven couples. We get on right now a Zoom and we break through it. But typically we'll meet at someone's house. We'll have a meal together and then we'll walk through those and challenge and sharpen one another. But it's just a way to process through that. It helps deepen your walk with the Lord. And so how do you redeem the time for spiritual growth? deeper Bible study, deeper prayer list, outside study. Make sure that connection is an important part. And then lastly, but definitely not least, is mission. Make sure that you are serving with the intent, hope, and purpose to earn the right to share the gospel with someone. Now, there's a difference here. I'm not talking about just serving in a humanitarian effort just to let people know that you love them. I'm talking about serving to let people know that you love them with the hope and purpose that you can share how much God loves them and how they can have a relationship with Him. And you can ask me for a lot of examples on this. I'll give you a couple, but really just step back, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. It can be getting to know your neighbors and having a spiritual investment in them, seeing what needs they have. It can be helping out, just praying for our mission partners. We'll be putting out, for those of you as a part of our church, just a prayer list for all of our mission partners. And we've got mission partnerships domestically. We've got 5 partnerships in Kansas City. Internationally, we've got Central Asia, Southeast Europe, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Belize. And so in all those things that you're praying intimately for those individuals, but there's also different needs that you can meet. Just be creative, open your eyes. Maybe there's an elderly couple in your neighborhood who needs help, but find ways to serve people, to do mission with the hope, intent, and purpose to share the gospel with them. Apart from sharing the gospel with them or doing it for gospel purposes, the speak to them about the Lord, even if it's a sharpening relationship, we're doing just a humanitarian effort. Those have their place, but in mission, we want the gospel to be the center. So how do you redeem this time for the Lord in your own spiritual growth? Simple, deeper Bible study, a deeper prayer list, some outside study, read a book or subscribe to some podcasts. I would recommend the Lead Well podcast, obviously, that you subscribe to that. Connection, making sure that you're being connected to the church family. And then mission and service. Find ways to serve. Find ways to tell people about Jesus. Find ways to help them grow in their faith. Find ways to help meet those needs that are in the world around you. Well, it's kind of fun as we look at the different things that Pastor Andy has put out to help lead us through this time. We look at every morning we start with Devote Daily, that daily devotional. That fits in well with our Bible study time as you look at that. And then we've got the Kneel at Noon where he encourages us. He gave us that prayer list, things to be praying for every day at noon as a church family. We join in that. That's a great start to helping your prayer list. And then we've got the Connect Four, where we're asking you, our church members, to connect to 4 people every day. And as you connect to those 4 people, we're asking that 2 of them be in the church, that you encourage someone, but also that 2 of them be outside the church. That is mission and connection. And all of it, it ties in. This is why we are here. This is not just the point of the church. This is the point of us being believers in Jesus Christ. He left us here not to just endure and learn, but he left us here to be a part of his growing body, reaching out to those around us so that hopefully they can come to know the Lord as well. Well, church family, I hope that you are growing in your faith during this time. I hope you're growing in family time during this as well. And I hope that this podcast can be something as you go back through and look at the notes that can help you lead yourself well in your relationship with the Lord, lead in your family well, whether that's your household or even the extended part of your family, to lead well on your job. And we're going to be coming out with a video helping you on witnessing in the workplace. But ultimately, yes, lead well within your church. Lead God's body well for the purposes of the kingdom. And as you do that, in all things we pray that God will be glorified and that his kingdom will be expanded. And until next week, I look forward to hearing some of the stories about what God is doing in your life. Just shoot those to me in an email at fbc@fbcchoctaw.org. I'd love to hear from you. You guys have a great week.